Good morning, church. My name is Spencer Osborne, and I have the privilege of being the pastor of the high school ministry out at the Fallbrook campus. So excited to be bringing you the Daily Dose this morning. Now, today, I want to get a little honest with you about some fears that I struggle with. I have a fear of spiders, I have a fear of horses, and I have a fear of the original Jumanji movie. But in addition to that, I also have a fear of conflict. And conflict is something that can be dangerous because it has the potential to infect any relationship that we have. And if you have a personality like mine, when it comes to conflict resolution and finding a healthy way to resolve those conflicts that may come up from time to time, I have a tendency to just kind of ignore the conflict altogether and hope that it resolves itself. Even with the understanding that that's probably not the healthiest way of dealing with things. And this is something that is not only important to us and the relationships that we have, but there's actually two different times in the book of Matthew that Jesus addresses this very concept. And the first one that I want to bring up is found in Matthew chapter 5. In verse 23, he says, "Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First, go and be reconciled to them. Then come and offer your gift." And it's interesting here where Jesus is saying this is so important because it's important that we all have that desire to be reconciled, to be able to connect with God. But the truth of the matter is, in order to connect with God, we need to be right with God. But we can't be right with God if we are wrong with others. And Jesus takes this seriously, and he says, before you come to the altar, before you even come to the throne, make sure if there are other people that you have conflict, that you have bad blood with, make sure that you're addressing those things first. And then again in Matthew, if you flip a little forward in Matthew chapter 18, again, he addresses how you can go about doing this. And a big reason why I have such a fear of conflict is I believe that sometimes I overcomplicate things, and I go through in my mind what that conflict resolution process is going to look like. What's that conversation going to look like? Are people going to get defensive? How are they going to react? How are they going to respond to me? And what effect is that ultimately going to have in my relationship with them? But he says this, and he keeps it very simple. He says, "If your brother or sister sins, go and point out their fault just between the two of you. If they listen to you, you have won them over." And I think it's interesting here that there's a call to action and there's a sense of urgency that we can see in here. He says, "If your brother or sister sins, go." And he doesn't say, "Go and bring it up vaguely as a prayer request in your life groups." It doesn't say, "Go and tweet about it." It says, "Go and point out their fault." So three things I think that we can take away from there is that we are being encouraged to, if there's conflict that comes up in one of our relationships, if there's bad blood in a relationship that you have, Jesus is calling us and challenging us to go directly to that person. And go immediately to that person to be able to resolve that conflict. The best time to clean and sanitize a wound is immediately. Because if you allow for that wound to fester, it's going to get infected. And we have this opportunity, if these conflicts are left unresolved, they will only continue to infect our relationships. And so I guess my challenge, and I hope this is encouraging for you this week, if you have those conflicts, if there are relationships in your life where you have some bad blood, answer that call. Respond in obedience to Jesus' challenge to you to go directly to that person and make sure that you are making those things right before you are reconciled to him. I hope this encouraged you this week. Have a good one.